True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Walt Leger, President and CEO of New Orleans & Company. Walt, welcome to the show. Walt, are you there?
I'm here. I can hear you. Sorry, I got cut off for a second.
No problem. Welcome to the show. Walt, lot of really positive comments being made on so many different fronts about the city, as many things as we have that are negative. Thankfully, we're balancing out with a lot of these positives. Let's start with New Orleans being named as the best city for food.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that awesome? Everybody likes good news, right? And I think one of the things that we try to stay focused on is finding ways to elevate that good news, particularly out in the broader world, so that people keep New Orleans on the top of mind when they think about where they may want to travel for leisure or for for business events and conventions and conferences. So we were pretty excited to see Time Out magazine name New Orleans as the world's best city for food right now. Fits really nicely with the strategy we've got. You know, we've talked a little bit on your show about hosting Bocuse d'Or, America's finals last year in 2024, and welcoming them back in 26. And, you know, working with so much media around the world and around the country to bring them in, have them experience it. And these kind of things, they don't just happen. You kind of have to earn the attention and you have to earn the spotlight enough to get people thinking about you and keep people thinking about you. And it's a great indication that our food is known to be excellent, but also that there are exciting sort of new things happening in food here. And that to me is really what it's all about, is getting people to give us a new look, a second look, a deeper look, and then come spend some time and money with us.
So tell us about Time Out magazine, because they're the ones that rated us, and we were the only U.S. city to make this list.
Pretty remarkable. Yeah, we were pretty excited to be on the list to begin with. Obviously, to top it is another thing, and then to be one of the only U.S. city listed is exceptional. And I think we know that people love our food. They talk about it. I mean, how often does somebody come to visit and they say, oh, I got to go home and adjust my belt, or I've got to cut back for a while and trim some calories because I had so much great food. But, you know, there's some really exciting things happening in the community with new flavors. You know, we know about the French and the Spanish and the African and Vietnamese influence, but the gumbo and the jambalaya and the beignets. But when you start to see award-winning restaurants that are Mexican with acamaya or Indian with saffron, Senegalese with Dakar Nola, so much attention to our Vietnamese cuisine lately, it seems like, even more than ever. And I think those flavors and those kind of innovations and new things in the marketplace say a lot about the evolving culinary culture of the city. And I think that's the kind of thing that that gets you attention from magazines like Time Out and other publications.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I follow restaurants closing, restaurants opening. I went to the opening of the new restaurant Brutto Americano the other night for the soft opening. Beautiful restaurant, beautiful food. It was great. Those are the folks that have the Osteria restaurant over on Max.
Sure, yeah, great place.
Great. You know, you hear about another one closing down, and then there's another one I was reading about that has a burlesque show upstairs. You eat downstairs, you go up to a burlesque show. Looking forward to trying that out. I mean, you know, it's just, you know, I'm just amazed by how this cycle works with just new and innovative restaurants coming around. And, you know, I had the opportunity to dine several times at the new Rizzuto's Prime restaurant in the Hyatt. That place has been sitting empty for a long, long time. I think it used to be a Besh restaurant at one time. But another great location.
Yeah, beautiful venue there, and obviously a welcome new addition to the food scene downtown. Excited to see that coming online and so many other things. You know, we talk a lot about the entrepreneurial spirit and the desire for there to be, you know, business growth, expansion, and opportunities. And, you know, in entrepreneurship, people take risks and they invest and they try something and hopefully it works. But as you said, the cycle of these businesses, sometimes some close and some open. And the reality is, though, people keep coming up with these new concepts and bringing them forward. And we're fortunate as a community to have that sort of robust of an entrepreneurial market in the restaurant space. More restaurants per capita than maybe any other city in America at this point. I know it's certainly close to the top of that list, and it aligns so much with our culture. People do love to eat and do love to try new things, but mostly love to gather around the table and spend time together and enjoy a good meal, and nothing quite like it. And obviously I think, I'm biased, but I think when you do that in New Orleans, it's even more special. And we've got some amazing places here, and it's great to see these chefs and these business owners and these risk takers that are pushing out in the market and doing new things. And also the thousands of people who work in the industry get the recognition at this level to be called the top. I mean, that's a big deal and something that I'm certain they're proud of. And we're just proud to be able to help promote that culture and that whole industry.
Absolutely. You know, the challenging thing for me, and I'm sure for you too, I try these new restaurants and there's so many of them and I love them all. I want to go back, but there's just not enough time.
It's tough too, because you have your favorites and you like to go back and get your favorite meal, but you want to try new things too. And it's a tough problem to have, but a good problem to have, and a unique situation with all the great things happening in the community. So, you know, the other thing is you want to support these businesses that are emerging too. And for me, I want to be able to tell the story as I go out and continue to promote our city about how special all these places are. So I do try to do it when I can. It's a good problem to have. So we'll just keep pushing and celebrating the wins.
Now, you guys have been working on this application for this UNESCO Creative Cities designation. Give us an update on where we stand.
Yeah, this is another opportunity to elevate the culture of our city at the international level. And so UNESCO is a United Nations organization. It stands for United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. I think people are probably most familiar with the UNESCO World Heritage designation, that it is awarded to numerous historic sites around the world, and that then allows them to be marketed as sort of the most elite cultural heritage sites anywhere. You know, we have one here in Louisiana in the northeast part of the state at Poverty Point, but these are few and far between. And so they also have a Creative Cities Network that allows cities to pursue designation as a creative city that specializes and is celebrated for culture. And they do that in a number of different ways. You can be designated for music or for art or for literature, for crafts, and media arts and other things. And so we started looking at this a number of years ago and thought, why would a city like New Orleans, so rich in all of these categories, not be designated for something? And, you know, we saw that Austin, Texas was designated for media arts, and Kansas City designated for music, and Santa Fe for San Antonio for city of gastronomy, and Santa Fe for crafts and folk art. Honestly, New Orleans could be designated in a lot of those categories, but we put together an application for music. And we have submitted that. First, we had to go through a process with the State Department in the United States to be designated as one of two cities that could go forward in international competition. Just a couple of weeks ago, we received our notification that we had been approved as one of two cities to be sent to the full UN Creative Cities Network for consideration for designation as a Creative City of Music. And now we've got to go through a process where cities around the world that are part of this network will vote to determine whether or not we should be admitted and designated as a creative city. And obviously we feel good about that, but we've submitted a further application and have been working really closely with a board of advisors, as well as some leaders from the city and the city's Office of Tourism and Culture, to help support that application. So we're excited about the elevation it brings to us and the opportunity it brings for partnerships and cultural exchange, and further solidifies us as one of the most elite and preeminent music cities anywhere on the planet.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And this designation, the decision on SAME is going to happen when? At some point this year?
We're hopeful that sometime in the fall we'll get further, you know, word on this. They have our application. Certainly the State Department was very impressed with it, and we were grateful to get the feedback that they thought it was highly competitive and that we would, do well in this process. But we do have more work to do with the UN to continue to make sure that our application is well received. And the hope is that this is it's a further marketing tool, a stamp of approval from a major international heritage and cultural organization that says New Orleans is a place not to be missed when it comes to music. And I think we recognize how special music is to our community. What other city's got a international airport named after a musician? And for good reason, I think we deserve the designation. And honestly, I think a lot of the other cities that are a part of it will be excited to admit New Orleans, because I think we bring value to the further network. And we're very excited to be partners with some of these places and I think, deserving of designation, and look forward to see what it can do to further elevate the culture of our city and the culture of, you know, the culture created by so many talented people who live in our city and who have added to the fabric over the decades.
Absolutely. Let's talk about conventions, because that, in many respects, is the lifeline of our tourism industry. And we've got a lot of folks headed this way.
Yep, absolutely. You know, absolutely. You know, I think I still feel so good about how successful our community has been in the last 6 months or so, despite numerous challenges, including a terrorist attack and a snowstorm, to be able to have the Taylor Swift event and then the Super Bowl and Mardi Gras all kind of work as well as they did and give us the platform that we were looking for. You know, the point of much of that is demonstrating that we can perform on the biggest stage, even when your event isn't the largest event out there. We can certainly deliver an excellent product for you. And so when you think about American College of Physicians coming in with 10,000 attendees in the next couple of weeks, Building Performance Association, 3,000 attendees, the National Hurricane Conference with a few thousand attendees also in April, and then a really big event that we've been working on for a long time to get here, the Asian American Hotel Owners Association with 7,000 attendees in also in April. It's just an indication that it never really stops here. And you get through an event like the Super Bowl with 142 million people watching from countries all over the planet, and you almost immediately move into the next thing with the next meeting and the next conference and the next event. And for each of those groups, it's their Super Bowl. It may not be watched by millions, but it is imperative to their association or their organization that event be successful and that people attend it. And our team's focused on being good partners and you know, working with our partners at the convention center or hotels throughout the community that host these events to make sure that they're excellent. And we've got, I think, maybe 15 or 20 meeting planners in town right now that we're visiting with, entertaining, talking about their future meetings and trying to turn tentative opportunities into definite bookings in the future, as far out as 2037, 2038, 2039 and beyond. So it really truly never stops. And the goal is to bring in the biggest diversity of events possible, because not every event impacts every business in the same way.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, that Asian American Hotel Owners Association, I heard that they're a pretty powerful group too. I didn't realize 7,000 attendees, which is big. The only one I'm concerned about, Walter, quite honest with you, I hope it's not an indication of things to come, as a National Hurricane Conference on April 15th. 1,200 folks coming for that.
Might be better to change the name of that to like Hurricane Prognosticators or something. You don't really want to put the message out there that you're gathering hurricanes in your community, right?
Exactly.
So maybe the Hurricane, you know, Prognosticators or the, you know, something else. But no, I hear you.
Yeah,
I think
we gotta remarket that
stay away.
One.
Yeah.
For sure. Maybe a joint thing with WrestleMania. We can figure that out.
As long as we can wrestle them out of town, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you've just been recognized, and you will serve on a key national board for global tourism industry. I was told by someone you're the first from this town. Is that true?
Certainly the first in a long time. I'm not sure if that's exactly true, but I think you're referring to PCMA, the Professional Convention Management Association, which is a really critical global organization that I'm really honored that they invited me and asked me to join the board this year. And so what's interesting about it is it's made up of business event strategists and meeting planners, as well as people who operate in organizations like ours. And so not only am I working, you know, to support growing our industry in a broad sense so that there are more opportunities for us, but I'm getting to build strong relationships with people that can actually bring business to our community. And so, you know, well worth the time and investment of time to one, you know, serve the broader industry and try to grow it, because bringing people together really matters economically and societally, but also, you know, the opportunity to build stronger relationships with customers and with those who can bring meetings to the community that will impact our people the most. So very excited to be a part of it. It is, and it is in a, you know, we want to be sitting at the table when these things are happening. And so to do that on behalf of our city and state is something that I cherish the opportunity to do it.
Absolutely. Best of luck there. And that's quite an honor. Walt, final thoughts?
Well, no, yeah, I mean, I think the big thing is just keep pounding away at it and never back down and compete. And we, you know, we recognize that that bringing folks here is for the benefit of the people in the community. And our team's just going to keep working as hard as we can to bring as many diverse events as we possibly can, so that that opportunity gets spread as far as it can. And, you know, just keep elevating the city.
Absolutely. Keep up the great work. We truly appreciate it. And thank you so much for your time and your insight.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. That's Walt Leger, President and CEO of New Orleans & Company. When we return, we'll visit with J.P. Morrell. We'll get the latest on the travel controversy. Places to go, people to see. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.